This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. My brothers and my sisters in Islam, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessed gathering that we get together for the sake of Allah, to learn more about Allah and the great prophets and messengers of Allah. And tonight inshaAllah, we will continue with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. One of the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in a complete form in one surah. And last week we spoke about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Yusuf alayhi salam after he was incarcerated, locked up in the prison, Allah alam, in a dungeon, being there for many, many years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him and took him out of the dungeon, or took him out of the cell, and made him to be the most powerful man in Egypt. We spoke about that story. And subhanallah, one of the amazing things that Yusuf alayhi salam did before he was taken out of prison, before he came out of prison, is that he refused to come out of prison until he proves his innocence. And we mentioned that story after the king sent his messenger to take Yusuf alayhi salam out of the prison, but Yusuf alayhi salam refused until the trial or the allegations that were made against him before he was locked up and incarcerated were clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear. So Yusuf alayhi salam, after he was locked up with serious allegations against him and his honor, he came out of the prison, he came out of the cell clear from any allegation. And the word starts to spread around that Yusuf alayhi salam did not do anything, and Yusuf alayhi salam did not commit anything. So he came out of the prison with an honor and full integrity, and now he's becoming one of the senior advisors to the king, one of the senior ministers to the king, to the extent that the king later on told him, "Oh Yusuf, the only difference between me and you is this chair. You are the one that's running the affairs of Egypt, and I'm the one that's sitting on this chair." Now a new phase starts with Yusuf alayhi salam. And this new phase, which is that phase that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes very clear in the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After hardship there's an ease. Whenever there's a hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it an ease. If you are encountering or experiencing hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then make it easy upon you. So now Yusuf alayhi salam, after he had experienced hardship, the first hardship with his brothers, then he was thrown in the world, then he was taken to be a slave, and he is a son of a prophet, and then he was incarcerated. And what's worse than incarceration, he was accused against his integrity and dignity. And now alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his position and status in this dunya, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already elevated his position and status in his iman and faith. Now he is the most powerful man in Egypt, and he is the treasurer of Egypt. And as I mentioned to you last week, that was by his own request. إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ إِجْعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ. That was the request that Yusuf alayhi salam had requested from the king after the king had taken him out from the prison. He said, "Make me to be your treasurer." And what did Yusuf alayhi salam ask to be the treasurer? We mentioned that last week because of many reasons. One of them, Yusuf alayhi salam is the one that had interpreted, he's the one that had interpreted the dream that the king had seen, in which they'll be going through, they will encounter seven good, healthy years, followed by seven bad, unhealthy drought years. And then 1 year will come after the second lot of 7 years in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it to be very healthy. So now Yusuf alayhi salam is Hafidhun Alim. Yusuf Hafidhun Alim. And one of the other reasons that why he asked to be the treasurer of Egypt is because Yusuf alayhi salam lived in the household of the treasurer, and he saw the corruption and the misuse of money in the house of the treasurer. So Yusuf alayhi salam has been empowered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran the Kareem, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We had established Yusuf alayhi salam on earth. Allah had empowered him, not only with iman, not only with faith, not only with knowledge, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also empowered Yusuf alayhi salam with authority and strength. He had the authority in Egypt. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. For Yusuf alayhi salam to do whatever he wants and go wherever he wants on the face of this earth after he was locked up, he could even take a few meters forward. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored him. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَن نَشَاءُ. This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jalla wants people to benefit from. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make the rewards of the good people to be lost. The rewards of the good people will never ever be lost. Any good deed that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever make you lose the benefit of them. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing you for a greater world, a greater abode, a greater establishment. And that greater establishment is in the hereafter. So what you get in this dunya is one thing, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in the hereafter is by far a lot more greater than what you get in this dunya. You can't compare what you've got in this dunya to what Allah Azza wa Jalla had prepared to the muhsineen, to the good people and the righteous people in the hereafter. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The rewards of the hereafter are better for those who believe and that are fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Yusuf alayhi salam is the treasurer, the most powerful man on earth. Egypt was the superpower country back then. Yusuf alayhi salam, after he was a young boy, then thrown and cast in the world, then a slave, then an inmate and a prisoner, now he is the most powerful man on the face of this earth. Subhanallah, amazing. And Yusuf alayhi salam had a strategy, a structure in place for the first 7 years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the people of Egypt encounter and experience, which are seven healthy, fruitful years. So he start to store. He start to harvest and store. Store a lot of those crops and plants for the next coming 7 years that Yusuf alayhi salam knows from the dream of the king, they're going to be drought. They're going to be droughtful years. They're going to be dry years. They're going to be unhealthy years. So the first 7 years went past. Healthy years, fertile years, a lot of rain, a lot of crops, a lot of plants, a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, a lot of farming. So Yusuf alayhi salam start to store, preparing for what? For the dreadful years. Preparing for the hard days. Preparing for the bad. The seven bad upcoming years. After the first seven healthy years went past, where people were living a comfortable life, people were living a good life, people had crops and plants, the second phase of the seven unhealthy, droughtful years came past. Now, what Yusuf alayhi salam started to do, he's already stored a lot of crops and plants for the next 7 years, the unhealthy years, the droughtful years. And what Yusuf alayhi salam will do, he start to give people during the second phase of the 7 years. So we're talking about right now, forget about the first 7 years, the healthy ones. We're talking about the second seven, bad, unhealthy, droughtful years. So we're talking about this phase, where Yusuf alayhi salam will be giving people plants and crops. He will be giving people enough food that's enough for them to rely on and depend on for an entire year. But out of his smartness, he used to only give each person enough portion for him, that's enough for him for the entire year. He never used to give anyone more than that. Why? So the business people and the traders then exploit that situation and take more and then go and sell it for more expensive price. So the same prices that Yusuf alayhi salam was selling the crops and the plants in the first healthy 7 years, he was selling the plants and crops in the same exact prices in the second phase of the 7 unhealthy years. And people will come and buy from Yusuf alayhi salam. To the extent that outside Egypt, people will come to Egypt and buy from Yusuf alayhi salam, because people are struggling. It's understandable when there is a lot of plants and a lot of crops. There's a competition in price, but when the next phase of 7 years, which are unhealthy 7 years, dreadful years, there wasn't much competition. So if someone had stock, they used to overprice them. They used to sell them in a very expensive price, which became a challenge for a lot of people to buy. But Yusuf alayhi salam continued with the same thing. Even during the second phase of the 7 years, the unhealthy years, he was still selling the crops and the plants with the exact same price in the previous 7 years. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ هُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. So what happened here? His brothers were living in Palestine, which is on the borders of Egypt. They were encountering, they were experiencing the 7 dry, unhealthy years. To the extent that they didn't find enough plants and crops, and those that had plants and crops, those that had food, they were selling it for a very high, expensive price. But the reputation of Yusuf was spread out. People are talking about, you know what, if you go to Egypt right now, you could still buy the food they used to buy, you could still buy the sustenance they used to buy during the good years, you could still buy them in the same exact price these days. So, out of the 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, 10. In total there were 12. Yusuf alayhi salam is the 12th brother. And his other brother Benjamin is the 11th. But 10 traveled from Palestine all the way to Egypt to come and buy food and sustenance from Yusuf alayhi salam. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the story right now, and the brothers of Yusuf had arrived to Egypt. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, they emerged to Yusuf, they came and entered where Yusuf alayhi salam was at. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, Yusuf recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, what did Yusuf alayhi salam recognize him? Don't forget, Yusuf was the youngest one amongst them. So his other brothers, the other 10 brothers who plotted and planned against him, they were older. Usually your facial marks then change after you reach a particular age, 18, 19. That's how you could recognize someone. But when someone is 9 years old, you see him after 10 years, his face completely changes. So Yusuf alayhi salam recognizes brothers. The other thing is, there's no way, even if they recognize and look at, Allah, this guy looks like a young brother, but no way a brother is in that position to be the treasurer of Egypt. So that was the last thing that ever crossed their mind. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, Allah says, Yusuf recognized them. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ, but they did not recognize him. Now Yusuf alayhi salam, he's not just going to give in so easily. These are the guys, these are my brothers, yes, my blood brothers. But these are the ones who plotted and planned against me. These are the ones who threw me in the world. These are the ones who disconnected me from my parents. These are the ones who made me become a slave. And these are the ones who made me to be in prison for many years. Yes, look where I am right now. But I'm not going to forget the past. He's a human being at the end of the day. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفْ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ هُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. So in the second phase of the 7 unhealthy, dreadful years, the brothers of Yusuf come to Egypt. They want to buy sustenance, stock, with the same price they used to buy during the good years. وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجِهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. He told them, how many brothers are you? They said, we are 11. He said, but I could only count 10. Where's the 11th? His younger brother Benjamin. His father doesn't trust him anymore. There's no way he's going to let Benjamin go with them. He did that with Yusuf. What happened? They went with Yusuf, came back without him. So Yaqub alayhi salam, the father of Yusuf, is not going to make that mistake again. And that's why he refused Binyamin to go with his brothers. He was afraid after the experience that he had with his sons towards Yusuf alayhi salam. So Yusuf alayhi salam asked him, how many brothers are you? They said, we are 11. He said, but I could only see 10. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, okay, because his policy was, he only gives you enough sustenance and stock to each person. And you have to produce, you have to show proof and evidence that, you know what, you want 10? You have to show me 10 people. Otherwise, you come one and you take 10 and you go and sell the other 9 for an expensive price. That's the whole aim what Yusuf alayhi salam is trying to block. So he said, how many brothers are you? They said, we are 11. He said, but I'm counting, there's only 10. So Yusuf said, okay, I'll give you stock for 11, but next time you come here, which is next year, because he used to only give people stock for 1 year, not for 2 or 3 years, 1 year. And you pay for it, but the price that people are paying during the tough years is exactly the same price as the price that people are paying during the good years. So he said, okay, this time I'm going to give you stock for the 11th brother, even though he's not here and it's against my own policy. But next year when you come, you're not going to get an extra one unless I see the 11th. Why is Yusuf alayhi salam doing that? He wants to see his brother. He's trying to entice him. He's trying, you know, to stage something to make sure that his brother will come next year. Because next year, after 1 year, the stock and the sustenance that they've got is going to end. They need to come back to Yusuf alayhi salam. So Yusuf saying, okay, this time I'm going to let go. I'm going to give you for the 11th one, even though it's against my policy and I can't see 11th one. But next year, you're not getting an 11th one. I'm only going to give you 10 if there's 10. 5, 5. So if you want an extra 11th, I have to see the 11th. أَلَا تَرَوْنَا أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلَ وَأَنَا خَيْرٌ مُنزِلِينَ Not only that Yusuf alayhi salam had given him an extra sustenance for the 11th person, even though the 11th person is not there, he even gave him extra to entice him to come. On the top of all this, وَأَنَا خَيْرٌ مُنزِلِينَ He even gave him hospitality and gave him accommodation to entice them for them to come next year. فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِ بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ If you don't bring the 11th next year, don't even bother coming at all. Because if you come to me next year, 10, as you came to me, 10, that means you're a liar. Where's the 11th? I'm going to give it to you now, but you have to come next time with the 11th. Otherwise, you've lied to me. So he's got this strategy, he's got this tactic to make sure that they bring their brother with them. قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ So the brothers amongst each other, they looked at each other and said, you know, father, there's no way he's going to let go of Binyamin, especially after what happened to his brother Yusuf. But you know what? We'll manage to manipulate our father. That's amongst them. They're already planning for the next year what they're going to do to make sure that they drag Binyamin with them to Egypt the following year. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفون سبحانه Look Yusuf, look at his strategy. Yusuf thought about it, you know what? I don't want to disconnect from these guys. I don't want to disconnect from my brothers. And I don't want to disclose myself to them, I'm their brother. Otherwise, you know, they'll take advantage of it. I want to teach them a lesson. So now he's stuck. Okay, I want to make sure I want to bring my brother next year. Okay, I'm going to give him for him, but make sure you come next year. Otherwise, you're not coming here. Then Yusuf alayhi salam thought about it. Okay, the things that they came and bought, the stuff, so the money that they had, which back then was a commodity, the money that they used to buy the stuff from Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf thought about it. How about if these people don't have money next year? What's going to happen? So what did Yusuf do? The commodity or the money they had, he put it back in the stock to make sure that they've got money for them to come next year. Subhanallah. So that the money that they came that year to buy the stock from Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam returned, not only he gave him the stock, but gave him also their money back to make sure and ensure that next year they've got money for them to come and buy another stock. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ So Yusuf alayhi salam tells his slaves or tells his workers, اِجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَةً فِي رَحَلِهِمْ The money that they brought to buy things from, put it back with them, without them noticing. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَ إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجُعُونَ To make sure that they come next year. فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا لا لحافظونه فهذا He let it go this year, but I'm telling you next year, when we run out of stock and we don't have any more food to eat, next year, the treasurer, he made it very clear, if you're not going to bring the 11th person with you, don't even bother coming. Don't even bother coming, which means you've lied to me. He told me you've got 11, so there's one more person that's missing, but I let go of it this year, that means next year you have to prove it to me. You have to prove it to me. So they went back to their father and said, oh father, he was generous with us this time, but next year, he doesn't even want to look at us if we're not going to take the 11th person with us. And that's our brother, Benjamin. مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلِ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَا حَفِظُونَ Send our brother with us next year, and we'll make sure that we'll protect him. قَالَ هَلْ آمُنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَى أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ You want me to trust you over Benjamin? The way I trusted you over his other brother Yusuf. You went with him and he came without him? فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector. And he is the most merciful one. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ When they opened their stock, when they opened their luggage, not only did they saw the stock that they had purchased from Yusuf alayhi salam, even the commodities or the money that they were using to buy, he even returned it back. قَالُوا يَا بَانَا مَا نَبْغِي Look at this, not only they had given us stock, and he had given us stock for 11 people, even though we're only 10, he even gave us back our money that we're trying to buy the stock with. هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا Look at this money that we're trying to buy with, that we left Palestine to Egypt with. Even our money had been returned to us. ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير Please, next year make sure you send our brother with us. So we could get more stock. Now not only that, he's going to give us for 11 people, we've got money. The money that we're supposed to be buying with this time, we've got it back. So alhamdulillah, we are in an advantage, not disadvantage. ذَلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ It's not a big ask. Now Yaqub alayhi salam, what was he again? Prophet. He's not dumb. The story started to play in his mind. There's something going on here. He's a prophet and a messenger, one of the smartest people on the face of this earth. There's something going on. So he started to give in. Otherwise, there's no way Yaqub will ever give in. He doesn't trust his sons. Especially after what they've done to Yusuf alayhi salam. No way. I'm not going to trust him over my son Benjamin. They've already betrayed my trust. I'm not going to trust him again. But after this story, and after Yaqub alayhi salam is witnessing this and that, he starts to become a bit suspicious and also eager to know what's going on. قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم He said if that's the case I will not send my son Benjamin with you until you give me full pledge a full promise that you'll bring him back with you unless it's out of your hands Subhanallah look at the verse The verse is just amazing. It's not like, okay, you have to bring him back. But Yaqub is also preparing himself and preparing him. You give me a promise that you're going to bring him back. Unless it's out of your hands. إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ They were genuine. Allahu A'lam. But the verse is alluding. They were genuine and they gave their promise to their father and they said, Oh father, that's it, we promise you. We give you our word. There's no way. We will never ever betray our word. We'll never break our promise. We promise you that we'll take our brother Benjamin with us or return him back with us. Unless something happens that's out of our hands. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِن بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ They said, وَاللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our witness amongst us. And he said, Oh my sons, do not enter when you go to Egypt. Don't enter the city of Egypt from one door. Because there were 10 and the 11th one, 11 brothers, strong, fit, Yaqub alayhi salam thought about it. He doesn't want people to look at him, and at the same time, he doesn't want him to be the center of attention. And some of the scholars even interpret this, he doesn't want him to be envied. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ. So don't enter from one gate. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرَّقَةٍ. When you enter Egypt from different gates. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. إِنَ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلْ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. This is nothing that I'm trying to hide away from you. I'm only depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should be depending on Allah azza wa jal. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاءَ. When they went back, the following year they went back to Egypt, because now they've already consumed the stock and the food. 1 year is over, they don't have more than 1 year. Now they are forced to go and buy food and sustenance and stock from the treasurer from Egypt. So they went back to Egypt, but this time, last year they went 10 of them, this time they went 11 of them. They took their brother Benjamin with them. So this time they went from Palestine to Egypt, 11 of them. And they entered from different doors. They didn't enter all together as one gang or one group together from one door. They entered from different doors, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Karim, إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاهَا. It is something that Ya'qub alayhi salam had concealed within himself. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. It is that knowledge that we had taught Ya'qub alayhi salam, but many people don't know. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفْ آوَ إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ. I just want you to imagine this moment. Now this time, last year, the year before that, 10 of them came to Yusuf with that Benjamin. But this time, the following year, 11 of them went to Egypt with his brother from his mother and father. That Yusuf and Benjamin were very close, because not only that they were very close, Benjamin was also a copernet. He was suffering from his brothers. They were always mistreating him. They looked at him as an outcast. So when Yusuf alayhi salam saw his brother Benjamin, he took him aside. And some narrations say he put him in different accommodations, and he put his brother Benjamin with him. I want you to imagine this moment. What did Yusuf alayhi salam do to Benjamin? He couldn't hold himself anymore. After many, many years, he grabs his brother and he hugs him. And he says, "Inni ana akhuk." I'm your brother, Yusuf. I'm your brother, Yusuf. Like, ma'ul, are you Yusuf? You? "Inni ana akhuk. Fala tabta'is bima kanu ya'malun." Tell me about it. Oh, I know. I'm sure they made you suffer. I'm sure my brothers mistreated you the way they used to mistreat me. Subhanallah, what an emotional moment. What an amazing moment. After many years, some scholars say up to 20 years, where Yusuf alayhi salam has been disconnected from his brother. And now this is the time that Yusuf alayhi salam reconnects with his brother Benjamin, and now he brings him and he hugs him and tells him, "I am your brother Yusuf." But don't say anything. Don't say anything. And don't be upset over what they've been doing to you for the last few years. Don't be too upset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. But don't disclose anything about me. Just follow suit. Just toe their line. Be normal. You don't know me, I don't know you. Because I want to teach him a lesson. فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجِهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنُ أَيَّةُ وَالْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. So the following day, now the early person that knows Yusuf is Benjamin, but now Benjamin is acting, he's got no idea who this man is. He's a stranger to him. And now Yusuf alayhi salam is staging. He's planning something. He wants to teach him a good lesson. So what did he do? There was a bowl, a golden bowl that belonged to the king. They used to use it to weigh things. It was the bowl that they used to use to weigh things. And it was made out of gold, and it was the ownership of the king. So it's something valuable. What did Yusuf alayhi salam do? He asked one of his employees or one of his slaves to hide it in the luggage of his brother Benjamin. Hide it. And then he commanded one person, أَيَّتُ الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. He started to tell people, start calling and say, someone had stolen something. There's a thief amongst us. There's the golden bowl. There's the golden bowl that's been stolen. The golden bowl that belongs to the king. It's been stolen. Who had stolen it? Who took it? Someone took it unlawfully. قَالُوا أَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ So the brothers of Yusuf came to Yusuf. They don't know it's Yusuf. What are you missing? What's going on? What's this person, this caller that's calling? Someone had stolen something. Is there something missing? قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ صُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ We have the king's bowl that's made out of gold. It's been stolen. It's a measuring bowl. It's been stolen. And whoever takes it, I'm responsible for it. Yusuf is saying, because I've been responsible. I've been given that responsibility from the very beginning. Take care of it. Now what? You want to put my neck on the line? No, I'm not going to accept my neck to be on the line. I want to find who stole it. But it was all staged by Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ So the brothers of Yusuf start to say, look, and keep in mind, they're not in the same state as they were 20 years ago. They're a lot more mature, a lot more wiser. So they're not like as arrogant as they used to be 20 years ago when they threw and cast Yusuf alayhi salam in the well. So they said, Wallahi, by Allah, we didn't come here to steal anything. We didn't come here to cause any mischief. We're not corrupt people. We just came here like everyone else. And we don't accept anyone and any person amongst us to be a thief. So Yusuf alayhi salam, and look at the wisdom of Yusuf. He said, فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ So what's the punishment of someone that steals in your religion? According to Egypt and the law of Egypt, the governing law of Egypt, during the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, if someone commits a theft, then his punishment and penalty is execution. But according to the religion of Ya'qub, that the brothers of Yusuf adhere to, including Yusuf alayhi salam, but at the end of the day, Yusuf alayhi salam is in Egypt. So he abides by the laws of Egypt. According to Ya'qub and the religion of Ya'qub and the brothers of Ya'qub, if someone commits a theft, then his penalty and punishment is to be enslaved, to become a slave. So Yusuf alayhi salam didn't want to apply the punishment of theft on his brother according to the law of Egypt, otherwise he'll go and kill him. He wants to keep him. He wants to keep Binyamin. So he said, what's the punishment of someone that commits theft? They said, to be enslaved. So Yusuf said, if I catch that thief and he's from amongst you, I'm going to apply and exercise your punishment, not mine. Which means he becomes mine. قالوا جزاؤه ما وجد في رحله فهو جزاء كذلك نجزي الظالمين فبدا باوعيتهم قبل وعاء اخيه ثم استخرج من وعاء اخيه and then the search started to take place and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention they start to search their belongings and they start to search their luggage before Binyamin's luggage and then they came to Binyamin's luggage they open Binyamin's luggage and bag and they find The item that's been lost. The find. They find it. They found what's been lost. They found the golden bowl that belongs to the king. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفِ مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's how we taught Yusuf to apply the ruling. And the penalty of someone committing a theft according to the religion of Ya'qub, not according to the people of Egypt and the king. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ Allah elevates whoever he wants and over every knowledgeable person, there's someone that's more knowledgeable. قَالُوا Now the brothers of Yusuf and the brothers of Binyamin, they were shocked to see that their brother Binyamin, in their perception, in their understanding, he's the one that had committed this theft. So they turned on their brother. Because they never liked him from the very beginning. They never liked him. And they never liked Yusuf alayhi salam. So what was their reaction? Their reaction wasn't, no, please investigate more. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it was staged. Now straight away they turned on Binyamin and they looked at Yusuf, not knowing that it's Yusuf alayhi salam. إِن يَسْرَقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ If he committed theft, his other brother was a thief too. And who's the other brother, the one that they're talking to? Yusuf alayhi salam. And some narrations say, and it's not concrete and solid, that Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was young, he stole an idol that his grandfather from his mother's side used to worship. He stole it and threw it. So this is the theft that they're trying to allude to, indicate to. So they said, if he stole his other brother in the past, so which means what? If his older brother is a thief, that means this guy is a thief. They threw him under the bus. It's not like, wallahi, they defended him. And they said, no, he's our brother. They just straight away denounced him. So what did Yusuf alayhi salam? They knew they were talking about Yusuf. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَ لَهُمْ Yusuf, they knew they were talking about him. Allah says, Yusuf kept it to himself. Just acted normal. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ He didn't even show him anything. No reaction. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ Within himself, what did he say, Yusuf? He said, you people are evil. He's talking about me, but inside him. He's keeping it inside him. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانًا إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ It's an issue now. They've already pledged and made a promise to their father. They'll be protecting Binyamin and come back with him. But now, they left with Binyamin. They're going to go back without Binyamin. What's their father going to do? So they said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ Al-Aziz is the treasurer. Who's the treasurer? Yusuf alayhi salam. Oh, treasurer, our father is old and he had lost a child before in the past, and if he's going to lose this one again, I don't know how our father is going to bear it. It's going to be very hard for our father. Can you please take someone instead of us? Take anyone, but not this one. Take someone else, because you know, it's going to be very hard for Yaqub alayhi salam to swallow and accept that out of all people, Binyamin, it's another plot, it's enough. That he plotted against his brother. Now this one on Binyamin, but if it's someone else from the other 10, Yaqub will be upset, but not to the extent when it's ever Binyamin. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ No way! أَنَّأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ إِنَّ إِذَا You want me to punish someone that did not commit the theft? No, I'm gonna punish the thief himself, the criminal. You want me to take someone else that didn't do the crime? You want me to let go of the criminal? No, it doesn't work that way. Otherwise, we are oppressors. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيَةً They tried to persist and persist and persist and manipulate and persist and please and please and please. And Yusuf, no, 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 I'm taking him. He's the perpetrator, he's the criminal, he's going to be penalized. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين The older brother, the oldest one amongst them, he was wise, old, concerned, and because he's the eldest, there's more responsibility on him. And if there's anyone that's going to be reprimanded by their father, he's going to be the number one person that's going to be reprimanded by their father. So he told his brothers, did you forget what your father had taken a pledge from us? And we gave him our promises and our word that we're going to return back to, we're going to return back to our father with Binyamin. You go back to my father, explain the situation to him, but I'm staying behind. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to leave without Binyamin. I've already given that promise to my father and I don't want to stuff up. Especially your father is an old man, righteous man, a prophet and a messenger. We stuffed up in the past, we can't stuff up again, at least. By you going and telling your father that I'm back here, our father at least will feel a bit of comfort. So, out of the 10, 9 of them went. Binyamin is being taken now by Yusuf alayhi salam. But he took him as, from the outside, as a criminal. But in reality, he's embracing him, that's his brother. The other person is the older one. Some narrations say his name is Yehuda. He stayed behind. The other 9 returned back to their father. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يَأْذَنِي لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمُ اللَّهُ لِي I'm not going to come back. I'm not going to leave Egypt until my father tells me to come back. Or I come back and return back with my brother Binyamin. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْحَكِمِ ارْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ فَقُولُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّ ابْنَكَ سَرَقَ وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حافظين. Return back to your father and say to him, oh dad, Father, this is the situation. This is the situation. That's exactly what happened. Your son Benjamin stole and he was penalized. Now he's been enslaved by the king of Egypt. He represents him, Al-Aziz. And we've done what we needed to do. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرِيَةِ الَّتِي كُنَّ فِيهَا وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. And if our father doesn't believe us, there were other people from other villages. Tell our father to come and ask the witnesses. They saw everything with their own eyes. When the Aziz, when the treasurer searched our belongings and our luggage, and he found the property that was stolen in the luggage of our brother Benjamin. If our father doesn't want to listen to us, get our father to speak to the witnesses. There were witnesses from villages around us. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Now they returned back to their father and told their father's situation. And again, another devastation for Ya'qub alayhi salam. First it was Yusuf, now it's Benjamin. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. My patience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. Subhanallah, he lost Yusuf, then Benjamin. But now, what does Ya'qub say? Maybe out of this, Allah will bring both of them back to me. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Look at the faith. Look at the hope. When you're with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should never ever lose hope. You just lost another son. After you lost Yusuf alayhi salam, and now you say, Allah's going to bring both of them? You could imagine the impression that his sons had. Our father's probably losing it. إِنَّهُ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. But he was devastated. Ya'qub alayhi salam. Heartbroken. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ. I'm so sorry. عَلَى يُوسُف. He's crying over Yusuf now. After what? Years went past. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَا. He was crying and crying and crying to the extent that he lost his sight. From devastation. From sadness. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. His eyes, he lost his sight temporarily because of sadness. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Very devastated. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنْ هَلِكِينَ. So his own sons turned on their father. They said, after all these years, you still remember Yusuf? Forget him. Take him out of your mind. He does not exist anymore. You still cry over Yusuf? So what was his response? إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Leave me alone. I'm complaining to Allah, not to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that makes the impossible possible. And now after he had lost Benjamin, he's optimistic that Benjamin and Yusuf will come back. This is what you call faith. Faith. Depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't forget, my prophet and messenger, I know from Allah what you don't know. Allah had given me knowledge that you don't know of. يَا بَنِي يَذْهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. So their father commanded them all to go back to Egypt and not only bring Benjamin. He's saying, go back to Egypt, bring Yusuf and Benjamin. Can you imagine the children? Can you imagine the sons? Like, you know, please, are you out of your mind? Are you for real? Okay, well, understand Benjamin where he is. Yusuf, maybe he's on the other side of the world. You want us to go back to Egypt? Remember what I told you when they returned back to their father the first time? Their father started to become a bit suspicious of the entire story. That's why he gave in. But subhanAllah, you're talking about a prophet and a messenger. Go back. And this time, you go back to Egypt, that bring Benjamin, bring Yusuf. Like to the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam, like, I'm sorry, if I'm in their position, I would have said my father's probably lost the plot. He's lost it. Well, what do you mean? Get Yusuf. I understand Benjamin, but Yusuf, where am I going to find him? How am I going to find Yusuf? What makes you know that Yusuf is in Egypt? Maybe he's on the other side of the world. Maybe he's dead. But subhanAllah, faith. Depending on Allah. So they returned back to Egypt. Their father commanded them all, go back to Egypt and bring me back Benjamin and his brother Yusuf. They had no other choice except to obey their father. They returned back to Egypt. You could imagine, it's not like in a 24-hour flight. It's probably a 24-day walk or 2 months travel. So they returned back to Egypt. Their father stayed in Palestine, and all the boys, all the sons, returned back to Egypt. The older brother still waiting there, hoping that they'll release Binyamin, they'll release him, they'll let go of him. So they returned. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ So they came back after their father commanded them to go back to Egypt and bring Yusuf and his brother Binyamin. They returned back to Egypt. Not hoping for Yusuf, hoping for Binyamin, because Yusuf is out of their memory. That's it, he's gone. He's gone. How are you going to know? Like, what makes you sure? What makes you know that he's in Egypt? No way. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلُ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذِ الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ So they returned back to Egypt after the father commanded them to go back to Egypt. Broken. Humiliated. Devastated. And not only that, they wanted to buy stock and they didn't even have good money to buy stock. So they returned back to Egypt, going to Yusuf, he's the Aziz, the treasurer, and they said, please, you're an honorable man. And wallahi, you look like an honorable man. You look like a righteous man. You seem to be a good man. Please, make it easy on us. We came from a father that's broken hearted. His heart is broken, he's devastated over the loss of his first son, now the second son. And we don't even have food to consume and eat. So please, free our brother. And accept to buy the stuff from us for a cheap price. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا I know what we've got in our hands is not enough for us to buy, but give us a sadaqah. So if it's worth 10 bucks, we're giving you 5 bucks. But give us the other 5 as a sadaqah. Because we don't have. We want to buy that much, but we only have that much. We are short, so please, be easy on us. Now, I think Yusuf got what he wanted. He wanted to teach him a lesson after what they've done to him. He didn't want to just give in so easy. After 20 years, khalas, everything just forgotten. No. After Yusuf realized that these people, that's it, reached to the bottom, that are broken, devastated, and I'm sorry to say, humiliated over what they've done to Yusuf, that's when Yusuf looks at him and discloses. He says, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ Did you forget what did you do to Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? Yusuf, what do you know about him? Last thing in their mind that the man who's controlling and running the affairs of Egypt and has been playing with them is Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُف Are you Yusuf? You are Yusuf? You, the one that's bringing us back and forth, you are Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُف I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي And this man, Binyamin, he's my brother. Subhanallah. Amazing. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in mysterious ways. You are Yusuf? He tells him, what, did you forget what you did to Yusuf? No one knows what happened to Yusuf, except them and Yusuf. Even their father doesn't even know. They returned back and said he's been eaten by the wolf. So Yusuf tells him, did you forget what you did to Yusuf? You? Yes, I am Yusuf. And this is my brother Binyamin. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that put me in this position. Subhanallah, the true believer. Always refers everything back to Allah. Your wealth comes from Allah. Your health comes from Allah. Your fame comes from Allah. Your power comes from Allah. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعَ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Those who fear Allah and patient at the same time. Don't say I fear Allah and there's no patience. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعَ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever lose the rewards of those who are good. I feared Allah and I was patient. I saw the trauma with my own eyes. After you guys threw me in the world, disconnected me from my parents, and I was enslaved for years, and then allegations were made against me. I was locked up and look where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me right now. This is from who? قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا This is from Allah. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِينَ. That's it. They gave in. By Allah, Allah favored you over us. That's it. We're going to accept it. We struggled. And that's what made us do what we did to you. But right now we're going to say it. You are better than us. Allah chose you over us. وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. Our thoughts of you and what we've done to you was wrong. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. SubhanAllah, look at the reaction of a prophet and a messenger. Imagine someone did that to you, even if your own father and mother. Do you think you'll ever forget it? It's not an easy thing. Like, you know, we're talking about a story here. Inshallah, you never experience it. But it's not an easy thing. The other ones who cast him in the world, disconnected from his parents, he went through all this trauma because of them. So what was his response? لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no harm and blame on you. That's it. خلاص, forget it. That's it. As from today, not only I forgive you, I'm not even going to blame you anymore. And you hear later on what he says. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. That's it. Allah forgives. If I struggle to forgive you, Allah's going to forgive you. That's it. But with me, that's it. It's forgotten. اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيصِي هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He started to ask about his father. He longs to see his father. He misses his dad. And his father is not like, wallahi, that father that's so cuddly and nice. He's a prophet, a messenger. And Yusuf is a prophet and messenger. So not only that he misses his dad, he misses a prophet and a messenger too. So how's my dad? Well, he's been crying and he's been devastated over your loss, and he lost his sight. He said, no problems. Take this garment, this shirt of mine, take it and put it on his face. Allah will restore his sight back to him. So when you go back, you take this shirt, put it on his face, Allah will restore his sight, and then all of you migrate from Palestine, come to me, come and live under my honor. Come and live in my protection. I'll give you a luxury life. Look where I am now. Forget about Palestine, come here. So he gave him two tasks: to go back, put the shirt on the face of their father so their father can get his sight back, and bring the entire migrate from Palestine, come here, so they could live in his protection and care. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتَ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. The moment the brothers left Egypt, heading to Palestine, heading to their father, before their arrival, Yaqub is saying, I could smell the fragrance of Yusuf. I could smell the fragrance of Yusuf. Wallahi, it's Yusuf. And he's saying, but I know you're going to look at me and say, this guy is lost, you know? Lawla an tufannidun. Yaqub is already in Palestine. Before the arrival of his sons already know, and they're coming back, but they haven't even arrived. And there's no WhatsApp. Oh, we're coming with this and that. Don't think there was WhatsApp. There was no phone calls. But it's a miracle to the Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. Before the arrival of the brothers of Yusuf to Palestine, Yaqub alayhi salam says, I could smell the fragrance of Yusuf. I could smell the fragrance of my son Yusuf, and I'm so optimistic. لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. I could say more, but I know what you're going to think of me. To the people around him. To the people around him. He said, لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. I know what you're going to think of me if I'm going to say that. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. So what was the response of the people around him? Please, just get over it. You still haunt yourself with the past. It's gone. Yusuf is finished. Take him out of your mind. Okay? فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ. Al-Bashir is one of the names of the brothers of Yusuf. أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِيهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. Al-Bashir, one of the brothers, returned back with the garment and the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, who put it on the face of his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored his sight. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. They've told their father the story and where Yusuf alayhi salam is, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored his son Yusuf alayhi salam, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Yusuf and Binyamin, and Al-Bashir is the brother that returned back from Egypt to see his father, and he put on the face of his father the shirt, and his father restored his sight again. He told them the entire story. And then his father says, Alam aqul lakum. Didn't I tell you I know from Allah wa idan know? Not everything you see from the outside is what you really see. قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. Dad, father, forgive us. We were wrong. We committed a sin and we're wrong. And we are regretful and remorseful. Sorry. Ask Allah to forgive us. We do acknowledge, we are fully convinced that we did something wrong. Forgive us and ask Allah to forgive us. So what was the response of their father? Prophet and Messenger, it's not like us, oh, this and that. Wallah, I have my dead body. You'll see. Don't even talk to me. Don't even come to this house anymore. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. I'm going to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Allah forgives. So now they did exactly what Yusuf alayhi salam asked them to do. They packed up and now migrating from Egypt, from Palestine to Egypt to come and live in the care and the protection of Yusuf. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ أَوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْ. Can you imagine that scene? Yusuf alayhi salam is waiting for this moment to see his mom and dad. He's already seen his brothers. And alhamdulillah, they sorted it out. They mended the relation. But now mom and dad, and who's his father? Prophet. Yes, I love my father. But if he's a prophet and a messenger, I'm going to love him even more. So Yusuf alayhi salam is in that palace. He's the strong man. He's the powerful man. The most influential. And who enters the palace? His mother and father. أَوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْ وَقَالَتْ خُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. He embraced his mom and dad, elevated them, and he said, live in Egypt in peace. All this is yours. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And he elevated his mother and father to the throne. He had a throne. He's the treasurer. The second most powerful man in reality, the most powerful man in Egypt. He elevated, ascended his mom and dad, his mother and father to the throne. وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. What happened there? All his brothers, including his mother and father, prostrated to him. Now prostration back then as a form of respect was allowed. In the Sharia of Muhammad, it's not allowed. So they prostrated to Yusuf, not as a form of worship, as a form of respect and honor. So his 11 brothers, his mother, his father prostrated to Yusuf alayhi salam as a form of honor and respect. So what came back to the mind and the memory of Yusuf alayhi salam? What we started this story with. Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada asara kawkaba wa shamsa wal qamara li sajidin. Oh father, I saw 11 planets and 2 stars prostrating to me. So he tells his father, Dad, remember when I was young and I told you about this dream? 11 planets and 2 stars, the sun and the moon, prostrating to me. It looks like that's the interpretation of it. Subhanallah, look how many after years? Years, probably 20, 30, 40 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that dream come true. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلَ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًا. This is the interpretation of my dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it come true. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. Subhanallah. Now this is an amazing part. It says, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me. He took me out of prison and he brought you to me. Especially after what happened between me and my brothers. And what did he say? Especially after what happened between me and the brothers, and the blame is on the shaitan, not on them. Subhanallah, khalas, forget it. It's the shaitan. I'm not going to put the blame on my brothers anymore. The shaitan is the one that insinuated them. He's the one that manipulated them to do what they've done to me. Subhanallah. Forgive and forget. Sometimes we forgive, but over my dead body, I'm going to forget. Subhanallah, just repeat the same thing. The past. Yalla, alhamdulillah, but the moment you upset me, I'm going to bring up the past and before the past. And look at Yusuf alayhi salam, he blames the shaitan. What happened between me and my brothers? Because of the shaitan. My brothers are good people, but the shaitan, subhanAllah. The character of a true believer. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ وَالْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable, the most wise. رَبِّي قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Now he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that he has. Who do you thank? Allah. The position that he's in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one gave it to him. So he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanks Allah azza wa jal for all the bounties and gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him live as a Muslim and die as a Muslim. Now the family of Yusuf all live in Egypt with their father. What's their father's name? Ya'qub. What's his other name? Israel. How many kids, how many sons did he have? 12. Those 12 sons are the children of Israel. And that's where the story of Bani Israel starts, in Egypt. Where Yusuf alayhi salam and his father Ya'qub both pass away in Egypt, but later on their bodies were taken to Palestine during the time of Musa alayhi salam. That's another phase to our story that we'll talk about inshaAllah in the upcoming weeks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me. May Allah make us from amongst those who listen here and act upon what they listen here. Subhanaka Allah bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.